Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. It's good to be back from a little break. As you might have guessed from my Honeymoon in Vegas review, I was down in New York City saying goodbye to my 20s and hello to 30. Thankfully, I don't feel old at all. No weird aches or pains appearing out of nowhere, but I know it'll happen somewhere down the line, and I'm going to do everything I can to make 30 a very memorable time of my life. It's a brand new year after all, so let's make the best of it. And what better way to do that than to start spinning some great musicians? Let's get this show rolling. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're starting today's show off with a track from Lisa, one of the first guests announced for this year's Anime Boston, which I'm happy to announce that we'll be in attendance at again. Here's a B-side from her most recent single, and it serves as one of the endings to Season 2 of Sword Art Online. It's called No More Time Machine.
Hello. 心をこじ開けたいから、涙バイオレンス。
Namida Violence from 2010's Uchusenkin Love. They are currently prepping for their next Japan tour with Atlanta-based band The Coat Hangers, so cross your fingers that another US run will happen soon after that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I was in New York last week where I caught a couple shows. I already talked about Honeymoon in Vegas on the B3 site, but I still want to urge you to check it out. It's fantastic. But there is one other play I was able to see, and that was Terrence McNally's It's Only a Play. Originally written in the 70s, this is the first time it has hit the Broadway stage, as the two previous times were Off-Broadway and Off-Off-Broadway. I have no idea what the hell Off-Off-Broadway is. Maybe that's Jersey or something? But anyways, the play stars Martin Short, Starkey Channing, F. Murray Abraham, and Matthew Broderick, although his understudy, Bob Stillman, took over his role the evening I saw it. And It's Only a Play is about a cast and crew of a new stage production awaiting for the reviews after opening night. People are in high spirits, on drugs, and filled with extreme doubt. And as the scathing reviews of the play start to float down like the snowflakes dancing outside, the cast slips into a sort of egotistical madness. It's Only a Play is very funny, with the cast lovingly ripping on fellow actors, shows, and various other types of celebrities. However, I will say this. The ending could have been a little bit better. You know, maybe it's just me, but I felt the way they left things was a bit of a cop-out. It brought to mind something from Saturday Night Live. It starts off strong, and it has some great punchlines, but then it kind of fizzles at the end. But it's still worth seeing all these great actors and actresses on stage performing this show. Just go into it knowing that it lacks one final knockout punch. You can catch It's Only a Play through March 29th at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater, with tickets ranging between the $50 to $150 mark, depending on where you sit. It's very pricey, yes. But, you know, there is this nice little ticket window that is in Times Square where you can attempt to get them for like 40 to 50% off a ticket. So if you can do that, it's a great steal. So It's Only a Play, a great production that's just a couple gags shy of reaching genius levels. So if you plan to be in the New York area before March 29th, go and check it out. And also definitely, again, see Honeymoon in Vegas. Fantastic musical. You will leave that show smiling. All right, let's return to some music, and I'm going to give a really big shout-out to our friends over at the Structure Network. This song goes out to all of you. From American Psycho, here are the Misfits with Dig Up Her Bones.
Sugar, it's lame, I'm a fucking 心に経験のストーリー、あやふやにすれ日々は硬くなりくれ、また歌にくべる花よ若く咲き揺れ、ゆなぎユニオン小柄しかくれたと窓辺にユリオン Go now let's start play this song、 ゆなぎユニオン小柄しかくれたと箱辺にズリロン Oh so let's start play this song
Yunagi Union from 2005's Rio de Emotion album. You know, that song kind of had a bit of a 311 vibe to it, wouldn't you say? Now, before heading home, I took a stop over at Midtown Comics in Times Square, a great comic book store for anyone who needs to get their geek on. So I'm browsing through the manga section, trying to see if there are any series that I needed to catch up on. All of a sudden, my eyes catch on to a light blue omnibus book with a very familiar art style. I grab it and notice the title, Atom Cat by Osamu Tezuka. Now, this is a manga that was only printed in limited quantities as it was part of a whole Kickstarter thing. In fact, if you go onto Amazon, you'll see that its price has at least doubled for both new and used copies. So, naturally, I bought it because if I didn't, I probably would never find it ever again. And it's a really cool twist on Tezuka's beloved Astro Boy. It follows a young boy named Sugio who is constantly bullied by some of his tougher classmates. During one such incident, he comes across a box with a cat in it. Quickly, he brings him home, but soon finds that the cat is more trouble than good. While trying to find a way to give him a new home, Sugio and the cat are run over by a car, with the cat dying in the accident. The couple driving the car turns out to be aliens, and take the boy and cat onto their ship to fix him up. Using Sugio's memories as he's knocked out, they mistake images of Astro Boy for the cat, so the aliens instead rebuild the feline into a super-powered puss. The result is Atom Cat, or a Tomcat for all you pun lovers out there. It's a fun little parody of Tezuka's beloved character. And I'm sad to say that if you don't already own a copy of A Tomcat, you may already be out of luck. Your best bet, though, is to either keep a watchful eye on your local comic book stores or fork over the cash for the expensive copies. Although, you could buy the ebook version on eManga.com if you really want to read it without paying double or triple for it. Just saying. But A Tomcat is, or Atom Cat, rather. You could say Atom Cat, A Tomcat. I think Tezuka did it that way, so you could pronounce it either way. It's really worth reading, because it was one of his last comics that he did before passing away. Alright, let's get back to the playlist. Coming up, we have Puffy with a song from 2007's Honey Creeper release. This is Kimito Autobike. Of a classic from Muse, from their Absolution album, that was Hysteria. A lot of people argue that Absolution is their best album thus far, while I'll go against the grain and say that Black Holes and Revelations is their finest work yet. We can argue for days about which Muse album is the best, but there are far better things to discuss. Oscar season is now upon us, and the nominations have been announced. Some weren't surprising, others were. For starters, not one single nominee for John Michael McDonagh's brilliant Calvary. No Best Picture, Actor, Screenplay, Director, or even Cinematography for that matter. It was brilliantly shot, and I was hoping it would get awarded at least for that. Then again, it probably would have lost out to Birdman in that category, but we'll talk a bit more about Birdman in a second. Then how about the Lego Movie not getting nominated for Best Animated Feature? One of last year's highest grossing films, not to mention some of the best critical acclaim, got snubbed for the award that mattered most in the cartoon category. Granted, Everything Is Awesome got a nod for Best Original Song, and I think it should win, but come on, you movie snobs. I am happy, though, that both The Tale of Princess Kaguya and Song of the Sea got nominated. Two very talented animation directors getting recognized for their work. As for who did get nominated, I am so happy for the Grand Budapest Hotel and Birdman, each walking away with 9 nominations. These two were honestly in my top 5 for 2015, along with Calvary, Boyhood, which also got 6 nominations, and Guardians of the Galaxy, which got a couple noms in like the technical categories. I will say that I was sad that Ralph Fiennes was snubbed for Best Actor, because this was one of his best performances, but man, Michael Keaton was awesome in Birdman, so he probably would have lost out to him. Same goes with Edward Norton, who played a great asshole opposite Keaton, but I'm maybe rooting for Ethan Hawke for his performance in Boyhood. It's also neck and neck for Emma Stone and Patricia Arquette for those two movies as well. Also announced before the Oscars were the Razzies, which award the best of the worst film had to offer. So can anyone explain to me why both A Million Ways to Die in the West and The Interview got slapped with some of these nominations? I thought both were excellent comedies. Yes, we almost went to war over the interview, but it would have been fucking worth it, especially if it appeared in, like, the history books. North Korea went to war with North America over a movie. I mean, that would that'd just be funny in my honest opinion. But thankfully, racist homophobic dickwad Kirk Cameron made a Christmas movie last year, so I'm sure he's gonna get reamed in the ass ceremoniously throughout that award show. But let me ask you listeners to share your thoughts on the Oscars and maybe even the Razzies. Who deserved praise that didn't? And who should have been scorned but was cast aside for something else? Write to us at thebastards@bossofbashbrigade.com, comment on Facebook, or let us know in the podcast posting on the B3 page. And now let's get back to some music. Here's something from Air Alloy, who some of you may recognize as the Kill la Kill theme song performer, which was just announced is going to be on Toonami starting in February, so I'm very excited about that. From last year's Ave album, this is Astro.
Yeah.
Gogo Nana Ichi Hachi Hachi with Raku no Ohanashi from their Go, 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 Go album, the final release before the band went their separate ways. And hey, guess what? I've got Monster Hunter 4, the demo for 3DS, and who do you think I should thank for that? Why should it be our good guest here?
It is me. Who am I, Evan? You can say.
Yes, it is you, Andrew Fleming of Wicked Anime.
That's right.
Our benevolent benefactor for today.
That's right. We are also joined by my longtime friend since college, Jared, who is also a hunter, but I was able to pass along a code for him as well.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
So this should be a little bit fun, because the only Monster Hunter I've ever played was the demo for the 3 Ultimate version on the Wii U. So I am the least experienced out of all 3 of us, so this should be fun.
Yeah, for anybody who is familiar with Wicked Anime, any fans of your show or anything like that, should know that I am really huge on Monster Hunter. I've been playing it for a couple years now, and I haven't put down number 3 since it came out. I've literally been playing it to the same degree that I've been playing it since 2 years ago since it came out.
He's been playing Monster Hunter before Monster Hunter was even a thing.
Just running around the house. Take that!
We're going to attempt to go through all the levels here. The first one here is called Hunt the Great Joggy.
Now, the Great Joggy is basically the scrub monster.
And for apparently anybody... a very great marathon runner who has won many gold medals throughout many of the marathons that have happened here.
All right. Basically, with the 3 of us attacking the Great Joggy with whatever we have, we're going to be done with this in like 5 minutes. Or way less.
All right, we'll have to see.
Oh, yeah, because they show you exactly where the monster's at during the demo.
So yeah, they do.
It's much easier than running around like an idiot.
So I'm going to hit ready. We're ready to go.
Yep,
we're all
in
and out.
Let me blare the sound for all of our listeners. That's right, I hooked my 3DS up to a sound system. What? That's how I roll, baby.
Okay, so now on the demo, it lets you choose your weapon and it has a preset character. I am a dual blades hunter, so I am going to be hunting dual blades.
I am using the charge blade because it's awesome.
That's the new one for Monster Hunter 4.
Yes, and it's very awesome. If you haven't tried it yet, you should.
I have no idea which one. What do you guys recommend I try for my first weapon?
Okay. So if you want to do a heavy hitting weapon or a semi heavy hitting weapon, that doesn't hold you back like the great sword or the hammer do, you do the long sword.
Long sword.
Yeah.
Long sword is pretty good. I'd say sword and shield, of course, is always the easy starter weapon.
Yeah. Sword and shield is, but I never liked sword and shield like ever.
Oh, I love them actually.
Really?
That's why I like the charge blade.
Yeah.
It's like an upgraded version of it.
Well, see, because the dual blades for me, like no matter what video game it is, I always do the
Actually, you do.
Yeah, like I always choose the I sacrifice my defense for quick hitting.
Well, I will say there's not really a defense with the sword and shield. It's a very utility based weapon since you can use items while it's out. It actually
is that really what it is?
That's one of the reasons I love it. You can do a lot of stuff as far as, like, it makes it a lot easier, even without the expert, like, sharpening.
Really?
Weapon a little
like,
bit
while
faster.
It's out?
Yeah, while it's out, you can actually start.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah, if you hold block and you hit item, you actually use your item.
Cool.
So, that's one of the things. I think it's, besides the dual blade, one of the, you know, it's probably the second fastest weapon.
All right, so we're all ready.
Yay.
So the utility of sword and shield is always great. That's why.
Pop quiz, yeah. Hotshots. Who's the leader of those jaggies in the distance? That's right. It's the great jaggy. Use your... I couldn't read it
too
at the
fast.
Time.
All right. And basically how the chest works, Evan, is don't be a dick. Don't take them all.
All right. Good. The Will Wheaton code of law. I gotcha.
Yes. It's generally supposed to be one for each person. So.
Yeah. All right. I'll head on. Where are you at, Evan?
I don't know. Good question. You've left me behind, you jerks! Come on!
Follow us. So the basics is when you press X, you'll draw your weapon. X and A are attacks. Y is to sheath the weapon. When you hit Y without a weapon out, you'll use the item that you have out in your pack. Mm-hmm. You know, to use the targeting system, you hit the R trigger, and then L trigger makes you look forward.
I'm just following you guys. I have no idea where to... I know this may sound a little bit picky, but the thing I don't like about Monster Hunter is when it comes to the maps, how it takes you out of the experience. When the screen goes black and it has to load to the next area and such.
I was never really bothered by that. Oh yeah, by the way, Evan, if you hold the R trigger while you're running, you'll run fast, but you'll use your stamina.
Wait, where'd you guys go?
Oh, hang on.
I lost you!
Oh, there we go.
There
you go. All right. Hold the R trigger while you run, and you'll run faster. All right, there it is. You can use the targeting system at the bottom of the screen.
All right, let's see. Oh!
See, your sword is a good heavy hitter as well. So,
Yeah. Oh, come on. This dinosaur was just minding his own business, and we've come to ruin his day.
Hang on. I'm going to try one of the new things. I'm going to jump on his back.
You're going to try to jump on his back?
Yep.
Alright. You mounted it! Oh yeah! You're about to make this dinosaur your bitch.
I already did. Oh,
broke the frown.
Oh, come on. That's why I fell.
One of the fun things that you'll eventually learn about Monster Hunter is when you start to get really used to a weapon, mm-hmm. Is you learn its infinite combo.
Yeah, each weapon has basically a loop that you want to aim for as far as your combos can do against certain monsters.
Yeah. So for dual blades, I have figured out the loop, which is awesome.
There's these little dinosaurs that are attacking us as well.
Yeah, those are just joggies. Yeah, see this dude...
Whoa, he just flinged me aside!
No, actually, sorry, that was Jared.
That's me.
Why'd you do that, Jared?
Like an asshole.
I thought we were friends! You're not getting a Christmas card this year, man.
Oh, man. I need that, though.
I'm trying to... Why is my guy... Don't put your weapon away! Come on!
What are you trying to do?
I thought I was doing, the little stabby thing with my weapon. Apparently that wasn't the case. Yes, I know you're mounting it.
This is, one of my new favorite features of the game, is the fact that you can jump on their backs and, get extra breakpoints off of them.
You see, this game is much better when you're playing with friends, because when I played Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, it was just solo, and trying to kill one monster, even the easiest monster out of all of them, was just a pain in the ass. Why did you do that again?
Actually, Evan, if you noticed, that actually was to your benefit. So Jared launched you into the air, and you pressed X, and you did a sky attack.
Oh.
So,
I guess, thank you, Jared. So, you're back on my Christmas card list.
Yes.
So, Jared can actually use his weapon to launch us up into the air, and we can mount the enemy on his back if we hit him.
Yeah.
But what I suggest for you, Evan, is that you just give a couple different weapons a shot while we do this demo.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, for our listeners out there, I'm going to attempt to try two different types of styles. I mean, I do like the attack that the longsword has, but it's a little bit of a slow weapon.
It is. Well, the only real fast weapons that you can get in this game are the dual blades, which I'm using, and the sword and shields. Because those are the light...
running away!
Those are light weapons. And one of the benefits from not having the demo is you get to customize the screen at the bottom. So, I basically, in my 3DS version of Monster Hunter 3, I have a completely customized screen.
So what is your style? What is your setup like?
Well, it's similar to this, where I have a map in the corner, and then I have a dial pad, but then I have my character gestures sitting to the side, the targeting system sitting to the side, and that's about it. Because I basically have my items that I scroll through. Mm-hmm. I have those on my main screen, so I don't need them. I don't need them below.
Oh,
actually, I play without a map.
You know, this monster is so durable. I would think that a dinosaur right now would be dead at this point, but it just keeps on going.
So, Jared, what do you play without?
The map half the time, actually.
You play without the map?
Yeah, half the time.
Well,
unless it's a monster I really know is going to be moving a lot, I tend to not use the map.
Well, because what the Joggy, now that we've got the Joggy weakened, what he's going to do is he's going to escape, and he escapes to a little cave, and it puts him on a random part of the map.
Oh, crap.
So he's going to go through there, and then we have to go this way.
Which way?
Everybody follow me!
I'll attempt to.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, hang on. Make sure you ambush it. Do the mount thing again.
Yeah, how exactly do you do that?
So, you basically run off of an edge, and your character will automatically jump, and while you're in the air, press X, and you'll draw your weapon.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I thought you could get away, see? Yeah.
Just like that.
I'm actually surprised that we're not dead yet. Wait, there's two of them now? Oh, never mind. There's just a...
No, one of them's Joggia. It's like the mid-sized Joggies.
Now, looking at the design of this one, it reminds me of the acid spitter from the Jurassic Park movies.
There actually is dinosaur wyvern that does spit poison.
In this game, or was it in real life?
No.
In this game.
It wasn't number 3, but I'm not sure if it's in this one. Which I'm actually kind of disappointed about, because the armor that you got from Billy, it was like cowboy stuff. It was really cool.
The Roggy?
Yeah, the Roggy.
He's not in this?
I don't know. I'm not sure if the Roggy's in it. Because the Azuros, my favorite monster to hunt, the Azuros, which is the big bear.
Yeah.
That's not in this one.
Oh.
Yeah, but what you can do...
Is the Volvodon in here then?
The which one?
Volvodon? I haven't actually looked much up on 4 because I wanted to be surprised by
the Volvodon is not in this one. But what you can do, that's okay because I didn't like the Volvodon's armor set.
All right, get away.
I liked its stats. It's really good stuff on the mid tier.
But what you can do, Jared, is there's a character that trades items with you in this game. So you can hunt the Lagombi in this game and trade the Lagombi pieces for Azuros armor pieces.
Oh, okay.
So yes, get this: the Narakuga, which is one of the most famous monsters in Monster Hunter, is not in this game.
No Narakuga armor.
But if you hunt the Tigrex, the Zenogre. If you hunt the Zenogre, you can trade Zenogre pieces for Narakuga armor.
Huh.
Which I will be doing, because I love the Narakuga armor.
That's cool. I really like... Well, my favorite monster in all the Monster Hunter is actually the Barok.
So, really?
Yeah.
Weapon power has decreased. Don't know. How do I increase it again?
You have to sharpen it with a whetstone.
Yeah, sharpen it with a whetstone. So if you hold the L trigger... And press A and Y to scroll through your items, which we don't need to now because we just killed them.
Oh, we did?
But if you scroll through your items, one of them is a whetstone. Now go over to the monster and put your weapon away and press A and you can carve. Because it doesn't really make a difference in this because of the demo.
Yeah.
But it is good training.
Yeah, it's the demo. You don't have to keep anything.
Yeah. So Jared,
good practice.
My hunter in the game now... has a mix of armor pieces because it just I don't like I like being creative and I like mixing sets.
Yeah, because have a slightly mixed set.
Yes, because one, it gives your hunter a unique look instead of having a full armor, and two, it gives you some cool stats. So I mixed Sand Barioff legs and arms with Narakuga chest and head. Chest and waist. And then I have, and basically my character, I kind of gave him a signature look, which is the Azuros head, because it has the funny bear ears on it.
Oh, that's true.
So so basically I have like this ninja-esque outfit with bear ears. So what do you use, Jared?
Rathalos and then Helios X. Like, I use top tier strats. That's mine.
Oops. Oh, so it booted us out.
Oh.
It does that every time, so you have to like make another one.
All right, so I will make another one. We're gonna get going with this. Let's get this tits a cup. Confirm party members. Yes.
So, which weapon do you recommend I do this time around?
Give Well, what are you interested in trying?
Well, I am kind of interested in seeing, let's see, the dual blades.
Okay.
If that's cool, because I know that's your thing.
Yeah, it is my thing, but I mean, if we have two dual bladers, then that really doesn't make a difference.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick the bow. I'm going to use the bow, because this character looks awesome.
The bow. Yeah, she does look pretty sweet.
That bow looks good. Is it an ogre bow?
That I don't know.
It looks like it. I don't know if it is or not.
Oh yeah, Jared. So you had mentioned that the Baroth was your favorite.
Yeah, the Baroth is actually my favorite monster in all the Monster Hunters.
Now, why is that?
I just like the way he looks.
Oh really?
Fucking awesome looking. Character. Sick. I actually have him and the Uragon actually are my two favorites.
Oh shoot!
And yeah. I got an Uragon little capsule monster from Japan. Actually.
Oh seriously?
Orlando got it for me. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, why am I being stupid right now? And maybe it's because we're playing. The Uragon is the giant metal one, yeah.
Yeah.
The lava dude.
The lava dude.
Yeah.
He throws his poop at you.
Yeah.
He keeps on his back.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Oh, this map is wicked cool. This is like one of the coolest maps that they added to the game.
Ooh.
No, okay, so my favorite monsters are the Azuros, because I love its armor set. I love the mammal armor sets. Like, I like hunting the mammals. But I love the Narukuga. It's really cool. Those are my top two, probably.
Those are pretty cool ones. Narukuga's always got the cool shit. With the extra affinity weapons, those are always pretty cool.
Well, I really... Once you unlock them. I really like the fact that it makes you look like a ninja, so
yeah.
It's a neat armor set.
But yeah, Baroth is the coolest one. He looks super cool.
I don't know enough about Monster Hunter to name my favorite so far. So sorry about that.
You'll find them eventually.
Yeah, you will. You'll find them eventually. Oh no, you know what actually which other ones I actually really like is the Baroth.
Oh okay.
The tiger dudes.
Yeah.
They have some, like, really sweet-looking armor.
Oh, is that him?
Yep. He's like a... This one is essentially a giant toad with tusks.
And he has horrible screaming powers.
Did they change the bow controls, or have I just not used one in so long that I forgot?
I don't know.
No, they did. Or at least they did from 3 Ultimate, which is the first time I used the bow. So they changed it. Holding
is
R
a good kind of change,
bow,
or is it a bad kind of change?
Y lets you aim.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, where'd it go? Oh, there he is. Stop eating rocks, dude! Come on! Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Alright, so that's, when they do that, that means the monster's enraged. So they have, they hit heavier, and,
move faster.
Ooh.
You move a little bit faster.
Come on. Oh, well, yeah. No, they changed the bow a lot.
For the better or for the worse?
Aha! You missed me!
It might be for the better? It's just, I'm not used to it yet. So hitting Y lets you bring the like, aiming up. But if you just hit it, it stays up. You actually don't have to hit it again. And you pull out the next arrow.
Well, so we've already gotten it.
That's interesting. And then R is the way to actually draw the bow. So that's also interesting.
Oh, those freaking Rhinopolis. Oh my gosh.
The what?
The little rhino dudes running around.
Yeah, they're like, there's webcomics all over the internet that they're just infamous for charging in at you when you're fighting, and that is exactly what just happened to me.
Ooh.
It's wicked annoying. Oh yeah, I think one of the huge things that I neglected to tell you is while you're fighting, like when you have your weapon out and you're fighting,
mm-hmm.
If you hit B, you'll dodge roll. That is like one of the most useful things ever.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that is very useful.
So, like, you can actually combo in the dodge roll. So if you're fighting, and then you hit dodge roll, you'll not get hit. It's very useful.
Good to know. Thank you. All right, come on.
Oh no!
Now our reward money is lost.
All the reward money we were going to get for this
from this demo. So, but essentially, if you faint 3 times, we fail.
Oh.
So you fainted once.
Damn it, I have to go all the way back.
Oh, there it is. Huh. I actually don't like this bow. It looks cool, but I don't like it. It doesn't have a different shot mode, so they're all the same.
Wait, it has a different shot mode?
Like, all right, so with bows, I don't know.
So where are you guys
are
you
now? Many bows?
What's map number? Are we
use at? A lot of bows.
No, I've never used a bow before. Actually.
Oh, okay. So with the bows, well, at least three ultimate and try. Like depending on certain bows, actually, not all of them, but certain bows. Depending on your charge level, you shot a different arrow like array.
Okay.
So with this one, there's actually only one, which is. I guess it's okay, but...
Interesting. So, Evan, we're going to Zone 3.
Zone 3? Well, I see someone.
No, that would be me. Because we look exactly the same.
Well, since your brother's not here, one of us has to be a twin for you.
Oh, boy.
See, where's the health bar for this monster? Because that's what threw me off.
There is no health bars
yep.
in this game as far
no
as the
health bars.
Monsters
what
are concerned.
What the hell? How are you supposed to like build a better strategy if you don't know what's hurting them or not?
You have to be a badass.
You have to figure it out on your own.
Yep. Dude,
very Dark Souls mentality about this game.
Yeah,
Evan. As far as that goes.
Yeah, Evan, one of the things that you'll find about this game is they want you to actually use like actual hunting techniques. So they say that when you play Monster Hunter, you don't just stop. You don't just play the game and figure things out. You actually have to. They actually encourage using guides.
So basically, this is like preparing you for the real world if you decide to like go off the grid of sorts.
It is preparing you for a hunt of sorts.
Well, once the giant monster starts showing up, we'll be ready.
Give it another 25 years or something.
Yeah.
So using like wikis, like Monster Hunter wikis, is totally allowed. You know, like it's not looked down upon. They actually encourage you to do it.
Well, on the wikis, actually, they have a lot of forums too, and there's a lot of communication between people as far as strats and like armor sets and stuff.
I have three Monster Hunter 3 apps on my phone.
There's apps.
Yeah, there's apps. Yeah.
I should probably look for them. I'm sure
Come on. I am slicing at your tail. Why is your tail not popping off? This is going against everything we've learned in science class.
It'll come off eventually. Although,
yo, Evan,
I'm assuming his tail.
Evan, take a run for it, man. And run away and then put your weapon away. And then down at the bottom of the screen, there's a little mega potion.
There we go.
Yeah, use a couple of them.
Steroids!
You always have to keep mind of your health. That's another like it's a very
oh no
very,
it's burrowed.
It's a very multitasking game.
Where did it go?
He went to two. So because this is the demo, as we mentioned before, it shows you where the monster is, but in the regular game you have to use paintballs. So when you get paintballs, you throw the paintballs at the monster and then it marks them on the map.
Oh.
Or paint shots, depending on what you have. There's actually a paint coating for the bow.
Yes.
And bow guns.
It's actually pretty funny. This dual blade hunter that they have as a preset is actually pretty close to what my actual hunter looks like. Except he has blue hair.
Come on, why won't you die? So for those of you who've never played Monster Hunter, this is a game where patience is very key to getting things done.
Actually, yeah. It is. There is
one of the things that I actually heard that's actually really interesting is you're not actually fighting the monster in this game, you're fighting against animations.
What do you mean you're fighting against animations?
So, because each monster's attacks has a certain frame count of animations, and your attack and your sub-items has a certain frame count of animations. So it's your job to learn those frame counts and know what, know when's appropriate to use them and when it isn't.
So it gets really technical.
Well, it's something you...
It is a Capcom game.
Yeah, it is a Capcom game. But it's something you learn naturally just through playing. Like, you don't actually have to... You don't have to pay attention to it, because you'll just learn it.
You'll figure it out on your own.
Okay. Yeah.
just like I did.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody did. I don't think everybody else did. Actually, like, really likes playing Monster Hunter that hasn't triggered most of this spot on their own.
Yeah.
Let me or take some Mega Potion.
It went to a wiki and was and mathed it out. Now if I do this...
Okay, why aren't you not working, Mega Potion? Or are you not...
Oh, we broke the tail. Oh, wait, it's armored? That's kind of cool.
Oh, he must be enraged. Evan, if you have your weapon out, then the Mega Potion will not work.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha. I did not know that.
There's a lot of glowy drops around him. I wonder what we got.
Oh, I'm falling! I have no idea where I'm at now. Shit.
I think you can climb up that wall, man. Oh, jeez.
Let me just drink some more of this Mega Potion.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary now. Oh, boy.
Well, you do have 10 of them in the demo for some.
Yeah. Yeah, demo is good for wasting. But when you play a normal run of Monster Hunter, you actually have to, you know, purchase all these things, build all these things. You actually have to prep to go hunting for each monster.
Oh, fun.
So before you actually head out on a hunt, you have to make sure you have all your items that you need, all your traps. But Evan, if you ever go hunting with me when Monster Hunter 4 actually comes out, mm-hmm. I will have all the traps so you don't have to worry about getting traps.
Oh, thank you.
Because I became very, very good at capturing monsters and not killing them.
I love killing them.
Why?
I use the sleep bomb strategies, and those are so fun. And no. it makes the triple Monster Hunter, like the solo, like hunt three monsters by yourself, a lot easier.
Really? I always just kind of go gung ho with my dual blades and beat the crap out of them. Yeah. But I wait until they're weakened, do the trap, do the trank bombs, and then capture them.
Yeah. But I really like making sure I can actually kill each one on my own.
No! No! Oh, and, come on! He's in number one.
G-rank, like, triple monster hunts.
Yep.
If you try to solo them, they are, of course, damn near impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I found the sleep bomb strategy actually worked for me a few times, so I kind of stick with that when I can.
On triple hunts? On G-rank?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really, really annoying. I've died, I don't know how many times trying to do them. Plenty. Or just run out of time. That always happens.
Oh man, that's happened to me before. Running out of time is the worst, because then you just essentially just wasted resources.
Yeah.
So wait, this whole time limit thing is a thing in the game? It's not like just some sort of demo?
Nope. It's a real thing.
Yeah, you have about 50 minutes to defeat each monster, which is more than enough time, but sometimes it's not.
Sometimes, yeah, it gets later in the game where you'll be hunting two or three monsters at the same time, and that is when the 50 minutes really comes into play.
No, come on. You had me there. I thought you were finally dead.
So, the Giganox is not in this game, but the older version of the Giganox is.
Oh, okay.
From, like, Unite, I think it is.
Unite, yeah.
Freedom Unite. That one is in this. Which, the Giganox is just one of the worst monsters to fight.
Super annoying.
Yeah, it's super annoying. And, but one of the things that's wicked funny is the Monster Hunter Dojins. Because there are a lot of Monster Hunter Dojins, and usually they are all about the Giganox, because the Giganox likes to rape people.
I guess it makes sense.
Like, if you think about it, it's like, of course it had to be
Come on! Why are you burrowing under? Alright, you're going back to number two. There he is!
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, sleep bomb strategies, alright. So, it's actually... Well, one, it's a little bit easier to do by yourself, because if you're doing it with other people, you have to make sure they know that when it goes to sleep, not to hit it. Otherwise, it ruins the whole strategy. Which I played a few with a few friends of mine, where I'm like, alright, if it goes to sleep, don't hit it. And then they'll just hit it when it's asleep, and I'm like, that's great.
Man, if I was still in Florida, Jared, we'd be playing Monster Hunter all the time.
Probably. I do play it all the time, so...
And here, I have nobody to play with. It's just me. I've soloed the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, I actually I like playing the game solo more than with people, so I actually don't play with too many people.
See,
but every now and then, I'll look.
Damn it! I'm trying to sharpen my weapon.
Yeah, see, I actually do enjoy soloing it. It's really fun. But
I think it's a lot more challenging. So.
Yeah.
Hey, he's dead. He's finally dead. I found that
whenever I play with Jonathan, like whenever me and Jonathan hunt together, it's just the best thing ever. But Jonathan's just not into it as into it as I am.
Man, it sucks.
It is. Or it does.
I try to get Orlando to play.
Let me just make sure he's totally dead.
He never wants to play.
What are you hitting him? Just.
Yeah, I just shoot him. Yeah. Try the bow gun on the next character.
The bow gun. No, right. You know who looks really, really cool in this demo is the hammer guy.
I didn't check him out because hammer is actually my favorite weapon.
Yeah, no, I do. I think my favorite weapons to use. My prime weapon is the dual blades. My secondary weapon is and then I switch between longsword and hammer.
Nice. Hammer makes the game super easy. I'm not gonna lie. That's really is like the easiest.
Well, because it just smashes the enemies to bits.
It just does so much damage, and you're like, you're so mobile with it. Like, I don't understand why they let you run around while you're charging.
Well, that's why I hate the greatsword so much.
The greatsword actually does more damage technically if you can get the level 3 charges off.
That was the first two of the three monsters that we were able to battle. And when does this game come out?
This game is being released February 13th, right next to the XL.
America.
Yeah,
excellent.
Right next to the new XL.
New
3DS. Yeah. New
3DS. Awesome, guys! Thank you again for letting me take part in this for the podcast show. I think you guys are gonna probably talk me into buying this for the 3DS.
I already have, right?
Oh, yeah, you definitely have. Before the three of us continue on to do the third and final battle on here, let's...
The Gormagala!
What?
I said the Gormagala!
Yes, the Gormagala. We're going to sign off, we're going to do our usual promo stuff, and we're going to play you off one final track. Does that sound good? Alright, so remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. For more things on geek, anime, and tech, go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program.
All right.
That's a mouthful.
Absolutely. Is it my turn?
That is your turn.
Okay. And, of course, if you guys want to come join us over at our show at Wicked Anime, you can find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our video reviews as well as our podcast. You can find our podcast on soundcloud.com/wickedanime, as well as right on iTunes. Please rate and review. If you want to join us on youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, that is where our main hub of the show is, with all of our reviews, conventions, our conventions, and as well as our interviews. You can find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we update on all the Wicked Anime news, including the new upcoming Monster Hunter weekends when Monster Hunter 4 comes out. And then you can find us at tumblr.com, where we tumble things. You can find us at twitter.com. You can tweet at us at @YoWickedAnime. And I think that's the important stuff. Otherwise, you can find us pretty much on the internet. Just Google search Wicked Anime. Just do it, yo.
And Jared, what's the Twitter account for people to follow when it comes to some of the winters?
I do a few things, actually. Well, of course, do follow me at CEO Clark Kent on Twitter. That is where I post all my events. Soon to be Monster Hunter Weekly. I have a weekly fighting game tournament, if you guys are into that, if you live in Florida, Orlando. It is at Chewy's, which is on Cimarron and University.
Absolutely.
Orlando, right across from Full Sail. And then there's also CEO, of course, is a tournament I work with. If you guys have not heard of that, it's a pretty big one. And then also, I do a music show here, actually, as well. It's called Music from the Heart. I do it with my good friends IQ and O Super. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/music with a Q from the heart. And then Twitter, I believe, is also Music from the Heart. So excellent. Follow us there as well.
Awesome.
Terrific. All right. And the final song we're going to be playing is from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers REM, who sadly disbanded back in 2011. This song comes from their Accelerate album, one that many call their big comeback release, myself included. This song is called Living Well is the Best Revenge. And ain't that the truth? So until next time, this is King Baby Duck. Hello?
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 Oh, are we supposed to say our names?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Oh.
Sorry.
My name is Jared. There we go.
And Andrew from Wicked Anime.
Reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard.
But it sure helps.
All right, let's go kill this final monster.
Sorry, I zoned out.
Cabin tree.